Good morning, honorable members. Welcome to the meeting. Can Koliswa put the agenda on the screen? Okay. Thank you. Let me welcome everybody in the meeting. And invite honorable members and all people who are in the meeting to observe a moment of silence for meditation or prayer. Can we do that before we start our meeting? Thank you very much. Can we note the apology?
Hello, what are you saying?
Yes.
I received an apology from the person and Ms. Mukhlala. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay. Thank you very much. Can we get members to confirm the agenda? Because it was not on the program, we put this report because today we're supposed to meet with Coxa, and Coxa requested that they have a meeting. They are dealing with the annual report with Sarga in the morning. They preferred to have a meeting in the afternoon. So that meeting has been shifted in the afternoon. We just thought it would be important to put this report so that we don't just lose our slot as a portfolio committee on water and sanitation, on human settlement, water and sanitation. So can we confirm the agenda, honorable members? Honorable members? Who's that? Can I get the mover?
Second
move. Can we get seconder?
Seconded, Nancy Swine.
Okay, thank you very much. the agenda has been adopted. Let's go back to the agenda here and have the report. This report, honorable members, would remember that it was referred to us by the Speaker of Parliament, which is an investigative report of Gender Commission on the status of shelters in the country. So we had our interaction with Gender Commission and ourselves. This is the report that we want to table to this meeting. I'm going to allow Sabelo to take us through. Sabelo?
You're in a
Sabelo, slide 7 is not connected, Chef. Can you recall it, please? Recall it, sir?
Check, Chef.
Recall it, sir?
Hello, Jonathan.
Can you take us through the report?
Let me check, Sabelo, Jonathan.
In the meantime, Honorable, flag the report. You can go to the Can you go through it? Can we? Your report is not. It's not the report that you flag on the screen, it's something else, Polito. Sherry? Is Sherry in the meeting? Can you take us through the report, Sherry?
Okay, no problem. Draft report of the Portfolio Committee on Human Settlements, Water and Sanitation on consideration of the Commission for Gender Equality investigative report on the state of shelters in South Africa 2018-2019. And it will be dated, the date in which the committee is considered. Kadisha, it is after 2018-2019 dated 10 November 2020. Thank you. Introduction and background, the Portfolio Committee on Human Settlements, Water and Sanitation, herein after referred to as committee, having considered the Commission for Gender Equality report on the state of shelters in South Africa on 31st July 2020, reports as from background. South Africa is known to have one of the highest rates of gender-based violence in the world. The 2014 report by the Counting Forum KPMG and investigative report of the state of shelters in South Africa 2019 provided a conservative estimate of the economic cost to society as a result of GBV and criticized South Africa's reactive response to the problem. Gender-based violence costs were estimated to be between 28.4 billion and 42.4 billion, between 0.9% and 1% of GDP annually. Scroll down a little bit more. As part of the background, the presenter.
Can I just check whether members are you able to see on the screen? Because mine is blurry, so that we can then use our copies that we have in our system. The screen is not very clear. Can you see honorable members?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. So let's proceed, Sherin.
As part of the background, the chairperson of the Commission for Gender Equality embarked on an investigative report on the state of shelters in South Africa. The Commission observed that there had been... The Commission observed that there are deep-rooted systemic challenges that need to be addressed at the highest level of institutions. The that are expected to offer services to survivors of violence. The investigative report 2018-2019 recommended to call public investigative hearings within the 2019-2020 financial year. Heads of the 9 provincial departments of social development, the Director General of the Department of Social Development, and the Director General of the Department of Human Settlements. These were required to fully account before the Commission and respond to questions regarding how shelters are allocated resources and any other aspects regarding to the functioning and coordination of shelters, including the need for transitional housing. Statistics South Africa has also detailed the trends emerging from data. If you could scroll down, please. Statistics South Africa has detailed the trends emerging from data, indicating the brutality of violence against women and children. It also provided insights into South Africans' perceptions and beliefs around gender-based violence. In 2016, the total number of applications for protection orders as provided for by the Domestic Violence Act was 275,000 applications. South Africa is a member state of the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination against Women, CEDAW. In relation to recommendation to state parties, the following are stated. I'm not going to read that definition or that recommendation made on CEDAW. If you could scroll down. Section slightly up. A little bit up. I just want to go to the constitutional. Section 26 of the constitution enshrines the right to adequate health. This is important in the context of shelters, as many women are displaced and need alternative accommodation for safety reasons, often in the form of shelters. In this respect, the right to adequate health places an obligation on the state to take reasonable, legislative and other measures within its available resources to ensure the progressive realization of this right. I'm going to go past the mandate of the committee. As a mandate of committee with regard to oversight in terms of reports, I'll go through the mandate of the Commission for Gender Equality. The CGE is an independent statutory body established in terms of Chapter 9 of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, 1996. The Commission's mandate is to promote respect for and the protection, development and attainment of gender equality. To this end, the Commission for Gender Equality Act number 39 Number 39 of 1996, as amended. I'm still reading the mandate of the CGE. If you could move up. Yes, please.
Sorry, Sharon.
Yes.
I just want to speak to the chairperson quickly.
Okay. Hello, Chair.
Chairperson? Hello, Chairperson?
I'm listening, Colissa.
Chairperson, I just want to apologize. I've made a mistake yesterday. I sent the link only to members and not to the colleagues. I've just noticed that now. I just want to apologize for that, and Chairperson has just joined now the meeting. I would like to apologize, Chairperson. My apologies. Okay. I don't know what I can do. I've only sent it to members, but that's not it now.
Okay. Thank you, Felicia. Proceed, Sherry. Welcome, Sabelo. Proceed, Sherry.
On the matter of police force, so busy with the money. Yes, for the CGE, please. Okay. To this end, the Commission for Gender Equality, number 39 of 1996, has amended the Commission the power to monitor and evaluate policies and practices of organs of state at any level, statutory bodies and functionaries, public bodies and authorities, private businesses, enterprises, research, and make any recommendations to follow. The purpose of the report, Polisma, the purpose of this report is to account in accordance with Rule 166 of the National Assembly for the work done by the committee in considering the CGE report and the state of shelter in South Africa in 2018 as referred by the Speaker of the National Assembly to the committee in terms of Rule 338 for consideration and reporting, in terms of Rules 69 and 340 respectively. A summary of the presentation on the state of shelters in South Africa in 2018. I won't go through the mandate against me. The Commission undertook a systemic investigation into the state of shelters in South Africa. This was initiated because of the complaints received and the grossly inadequate and misaligned financing of shelters. The Commission held an investigative hearing from the 2nd to the 6th of December 2019, and the following institutions formed part of these hearings. The Department of Public Works and Infrastructure, the South African Police Service, Department of Health, Department of Human Settlements, Department of Safety, Gauteng, National Treasury, Department of Labor, Department of Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities, National Departments of Social Development, and 9 Provincial Departments of Social Development. During the financial year 2020-2021, the Commission will be conducting a follow-up process where all departments, including the Department of Human Settlements, will be required to provide progress reports of addressing issues raised by the Commission. To this end, the Commission has already dispatched a correspondence to the Department of Human Settlements and anticipates a response by the 13th of August 2020. The Commission will analyze the anticipated responses and provide further recommendations thereafter. Regarding the observations of the CGE in relation to the Department of Human Settlements, the following observations were made. The DHS has, over the years, received grants from National Treasury, and such grants have been apportioned to provincial departments of human settlements. The role of the provincial department, over and above the specifics stated in the Housing Act, has been to implement programs that are stipulated in the National Housing Code. The DHS submitted that it has the latest information on a national policy development concerning a special housing needs program that would be complementary to the National Housing Code. Accordingly, this program aims to cater for the construction of shelters for people with special housing needs. In terms of funding, DHS confirmed that it is not receiving financial assistance from the government. It relies on donations and the private sector credit. The DHS submitted that it is in the process of sending letters to provinces to highlight which projects provided shelters for the victims of gender-based violence. Next bullet, please. The Commission is yet to receive a formal confirmation that this has been done. Although the Housing Act requires all three spheres of government to promote the housing needs of marginalized groups, disadvantaged by unfair discrimination, failure to provide housing needs to PW amounts to unfair discrimination. DHS has not proactively conceptualized its role as providing shelters for victims of abuse and has thus discriminated against them. DHS has not finalized its special needs housing policy. The department admitted that there is a disjuncture between its conception of the shelter and the issue of shelters that the commission is focusing on. To this end, the department noted concerns regarding the financing structure for emergency and special needs housing. In view of the findings, the commission recommended the following. The department to finalize the special needs housing policy by June 2020, including the guidelines for the implementation. The department should consider liaison with the National Shelter Movement and the CTE on issues of shelters. The department to submit its draft special needs housing policy to the commission. In response to the findings and recommendations of the department, the Commission for Gender Equality, the National Department's response was the following. The department confirmed that there had been consultations between the parties and the department had undertaken the necessary processes. After the report was provided, it was circulated to all the provinces, metros and municipalities. This also included the South African Human Rights Commission and the South African Local Government Association to make comments. The department has hosted a workshop on 15 January 2020 to contextualize the issues and to find resolutions. However, there was no representative from the CGE. The delegates of the National Shelter Movement had been invited to the workshop. The department was currently finalizing the comments and a virtual meeting would be undertaken on the policy by August 2020. This would include the outcome of the set details of the implementation guide. This would allow for the department to take the policy for approval at the ministers and members of the Executive Council and the National Treasury. It would allow for funding to be allocated to either the provinces and the municipalities through either the Urban Settlements Development Grant, USDG, or the Human Settlements Development Grant, HSDG, for the provision of shelters. If you could move to the next paragraph. The department was in consultation with the Department of Social Development as the adjusted budget had set aside money for the provision of shelters, particularly for victims of gender-based violence. The department supported the recommendations from the CGE and was committed to address each of the issues raised. One of the issues that the department would raise as part of the policy was the responsibility of the social housing regulatory authority in terms of the social housing policy to undertake that process. Another aspect was allocation of funding to provinces and municipalities, together with a special grant that was approved by Cabinet and Parliament. The projects would then begin in collaboration with the Department of Health and the Department of Social Development. Four observations and recommendations of the committee. The report of the commission was welcomed by the members of the portfolio committee as part of its work as a Chapter 9 institution. And it was commended. All recommendations by the commission were welcome. Members further note that the commission was doing a good job, provided that it had a limited budget. The commission assists the committee to monitor the work of the department and other stakeholders. Members of the portfolio committee haven't considered and deliberated in the report on state of charges in South Africa 2018 made the following observation, that there could be unintended policy consequences if shelter interventions were not properly understood. It was important that shelters were not viewed as permanent solutions for the lack of housing. Members indicated that gender-based violence survivors need temporary shelter as opposed to permanent housing solutions. The recommendation in light of that observation reads as follows. Members deemed it important that shelters be defined because they might be provided permanent housing while they need temporary or transitional housing. Integrated housing solutions for gender-based violence survivors in Chicago Housing Project in order to prevent victimization and stigma, to develop a comprehensive policy and plan to deal with transitional housing for domestic violence survivors who are ready to leave shelters but cannot return to the home. This should members also note that this component of work of the CGE should also have a dedicated budget and plan to move victims out of shelters. The Department of Human Settlements was to present the finalized special need housing policy to the committee after June 2021. The issue of GBV is a cross-cutting and multifaceted matter that requires the collaboration from several departments. In light of that, the proposed recommendation, there is a need for close policy collaboration between institutional gender offices, the CGE and municipalities, the Department of Social Development and the Department of Human Settlements to work closely to identify victims of gender-based violence who need housing. Collaborate and coordinate with the municipalities and capital institutions, the Department of Culture and the Department of Social Development to identify victims who need housing through the community development workforce who fall under custom. The department and CGE must comment on the victims support both the Domestic Violence Act of 1998 and the strategic plan of presidency to ensure alignment with the work. This is important because involved sectors can develop a common approach to policy. In general, members raise issues. In extra danger. If you could move to the next paragraph, please.